Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about kitchen magic. It's a full moon tonight, always a good time to do a little magic. And since it's cold outside, why not create some warmth inside by performing some magic? Magic is simply the act of bringing your energy and intention in line with your will to create the outcome you want. Magic should always be done within the greater good and the free will of all. Kitchen magic is accomplished by using tools and ingredients normally found in your own kitchen. You simply reach into your cupboard, pantry, and refrigerator and pull out herbs, spices, grains, vegetables, and whatever else you can find that symbolizes to you the outcome you wish to achieve. Your kitchen counter or stove becomes your altar. In addition to flavoring our food, herbs and spices have long been thought to contain spiritual energy. When I use them for magic, I want to know something of this history. Let's say I want to cast a prosperity spell, and I decide to grab three spices from my pantry that have been traditionally associated with prosperity. These are cloves, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Cloves came originally from the Philippines and were introduced to Europe in the 5th century as trade routes expanded to the west. A clove is the underdeveloped flower of the clove tree, collected while its volatile oils are most potent. These are dried and powdered for cooking or pressed for their essential oil, which is used medicinally for digestive complaints or as a mild anesthetic for toothache. In magical practice, cloves are burned as incense to dispel negative energy and attract riches. Second, nutmeg comes from the nutrake tree of the South China Seas. The outer shell is dried to produce the spice called mace. The nutmeg fruit itself is then dried and cracked open. The nut inside is eaten as a condiment, while the outer kernel is ground to powder. Nutmeg is used to calm an upset stomach. In magical practice, whole nutmegs are carried as good luck charms. The powdered nutmeg is burned as incense to attract prosperity and good health. Third, cinnamon is perhaps the most popular of these tropical spices. It originated in Ceylon, where it flourished due to the island's constant rain and heat. Cinnamon comes from the dried inner bark of the shoots growing on the large, strong cinnamon trees. Medicinally, powdered cinnamon was infused in tea to stop vomiting and treat infection. Cinnamon was used magically in many different ways. The oil was added to the anointing oil of the Hebrews to increase psychic powers. In Egypt, cinnamon oil protected the dead on their way to the underworld. Burned as an incense, powdered cinnamon attracts prosperity, healing, and love. Now, let's perform some prosperity kitchen magic with these three spices. Set a cast iron skillet on low heat to warm up on your stove. Next, combine an equal amount of each spice in a bowl and stir together with the fingers of your dominant hand while concentrating on your image of prosperity and how you want to feel when you receive it. Then, focusing on these images and feelings, sprinkle the spice mixture onto the heated skillet and enjoy the rich, spicy aroma that represents the fulfillment of your prosperity. Now, whenever you smell these spices, it will trigger your intention of prosperity. Finally, as the fragrance dissipates, say out loud, "This spell is done. My wealth is done. My wealth is won. So be it, and so it is. Blessed be." You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality.